This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, Robert Barnes with us. Two more segments. I'm going to open the phones up and also take the callers that were still on hold yesterday. We're calling them back right now. But back to the election. What would you call this historic period? And again, you talk about what the court should do, what Trump should do, but what can we do? I'm going to be in D.C. this weekend, another big march. We're really making ourselves seen because big tech's trying to suppress us. If they really had this in the bag, they wouldn't be saying nobody can question the election and nobody can say there's been any fraud, which is just Venezuela level, again, censorship. That to me is a sign of weakness. Am I wrong, Barnes?
No, yeah, I agree with that. And I think two components with that. One is people continue to put pressure on all the elected officials that still have a role to play, particularly attorney generals who can be joining this suit. And then after that, their House members and senators to join objecting to the Electoral College certification if nothing happens at the Supreme Court level that's productive ultimately.
By the way, just to interrupt you, an hour ago when you first came on, you said Missouri should join the suit particularly because of the senator from that state, the former attorney general. They just joined it minutes ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And that's where people can continue to put pressure on them, continue to put pressure on Congress, continue to put pressure on state attorney generals because every state should join that case. That is in a Democratic state. And the Democratic state should, too, if they actually cared about the Constitution or cared about the consequences of constitutional violation that occurred here. The second aspect is the reason why YouTube needs to engage in the censorship is because their continued suppression techniques have not fully been able to close the schools of learning, the archives of either the archives of nature or the rights of man. But the sharing sites like this, there's a reason why they went after InfoWars before they went after anyone else. So by sharing sites, supporting InfoWars, keeping it alive, keeping it afloat, you were supposed to be dead by now. InfoWars was supposed to be dead now by now. Trump was supposed to have been crushed by now. None of those things happened. Because of the audience, because of the community, because
let's be clear, George Washington lost in the Six-Year War the first five, but he persevered, which was the victory. People need to understand that in war. You can be losing 90% of the time until right when you have the victory.
Absolutely. And the power is always still with the people. Years ago, there was something called the Einstein Institute that was trying to undermine governments around the world. And they used to teach people that there's a fifth pillar of power under all other four pillars of power. And that's the perception of power. That the reality is as long as the people regain and take their own power by educating themselves, informing themselves, supporting places like InfoWars. That's why I have the coffee behind me right there. Is because it helps keep these independent ideas afloat. It keeps these independent chains of communication alive. It's what any successful revolution needs. It's what any successful true little d democracy needs. It needs the people to be proactive in supporting the institutions that keep their dreams, their ideas, and their goals alive. And that has only happened because of the audience, because of the people, because of the supporters. That's the one thing YouTube can't shut up and silence. Is those people, and as long as they do not silence themselves and continue to support places like InfoWars, then the revolution will continue to have a voice.
Exactly, as long as they don't get gaslit into being convinced the war's over. As you said, if we don't give up, I'm not a Machiavelli, but I can certainly think like that. I don't follow Machiavellian tendencies, but I can, just like you can understand them, you can understand, you're a great Machiavellian thinker as well. You have to think like the enemy. If they actually steal this successfully, my God, they have summoned their destruction. I mean, if people thought we saw a grassroots uprising, this thing has just gone vertical.
Oh, absolutely. It's what I told people at the beginning of this process. I said, worst case scenario is that the country learns how corrupt our judicial system is, how corrupt our elections can be, so that they are better informed and better armed to build a real political army to help take back the country by every mechanism, by every means, legally and lawfully and democratically, in the same way Andrew Jackson used his failure in 1824, his loss in 1824, the theft of 1824, to build Jacksonian Revolution of 1828. We are in the middle of Act Two. Act 3 is coming, and when it comes, it's going to be the return of the Jedi. It's going to be the return of Trump. And the only question is whether it's going to be 1 month or 4 years from now. But either way, that's the inevitable outcome of this election.
I agree. From a sick Machiavellian perspective, Trump getting in for 4 more years would mean they kind of corrupted, it would fall apart. What they're doing now is to destroy.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar and if you want to stop the globalists at InfoWarsStore.com and tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Final segment as we start hour number three with Robert Barnes. I'll continue after with calls and a lot of breaking news. Barnes, of course, did a great job just as a kind of visiting host for several months hosting Election Countdown. We're calling it American Countdown. Then it becomes Election Countdown. And I said, watch, Election Countdown will continue through. The Democrats are going to contest it if they can't outright steal it. So we're in the middle of that revolution between the globalists and the Americans right now. But Barnes is going to be co-hosting with her. Most weeknights, he's got a lot going on. He'll be co-hosting with her starting next week, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central on the InfoWars radio and TV satellite network. So a lot of stations are already picking it up. I want to encourage other stations to pick it up as well now. Okay, Barnes, in the 10 minutes we got left, get into the mRNA vaccine, the lockdowns, the world government, the tyranny, CNN saying it's worse than we thought it would be. Really, they said 2.5 million dead in the first 6 months. Didn't happen. I mean, courts ruling, Florida saying, hey, you're turning the PCR test up way high to have false positives. Where is this going? What do we do? Why are they pushing an mRNA vaccine that reprograms the cells and is causing massive illnesses? What are they doing? What is this an exercise in? Insanity? Liability protection? A medical takeover? What the hell is going on?
Well, it does feel like a real live Milgram experiment in terms of what's taking place. And they keep sort of testing. I mean, I'm just waiting for a governor or mayor or some politician somewhere to say that as a part of avoiding the virus tomorrow, you need to go out and only hop on one leg wherever you go. Just to see how many people will go
along. Stand on your head.
Because so far they have achieved an extraordinary levels of social control, using this as a pretext to rig an election, using it as a pretext to deprive people of their right to have a job, even arguing in court in Pennsylvania that you have no right to a job. You have no right to earn money. You have no right to an occupation. You have no right to a business. That's what the Pennsylvania governor argued in court.
You are obsolete. But the big corporations, they are essential. This is a true revolution.
Oh, no doubt. Exactly. I mean, this is, well, it's a corporate woke virus, right? It knows the difference. It knows not to go into Walmart, not to go into Costco, not to raid Wall Street. Not to go into a casino, not to go into a strip club. But if you have a small business, a mom and pop shop, or if you're a local church, or if you're a school, or particularly a religious school, it knows to invade and infect everybody. So it's preposterous policy in the name of a scary, scary virus. And the next step of it, I mean, it's the Great Reset being put in action, and they're not exactly hiding it. They've been blatantly calling for this now for years. And they're just connecting it overtly to the pandemic, and we're seeing the evidence.
But you said it. It's a Milgram experiment. For those that don't know, Milgram or the Stanford research was similar. They could get the majority of people to kill people they believed if ordered by an authority figure in a white lab coat. And so this is all just an example to see what followers will do. And even Klaus Schwab admits this is a drill for world government. They don't even deny it.
No doubt about it. And it's worked at an extraordinary level. I mean, they've got people to be scared of their family, be scared of their loved ones, be scared of their friends, be scared to go do a Thanksgiving, be scared to go have a Christmas, be scared to go to the park, Be scared to send their kids to the school. Be scared to own or operate their own business. Be afraid to go to church. These are things, be afraid to go to a political rally. I mean, these are things no one thought possible or conceivable. And then, of course, we've had the obvious effects of the lockdown and the skyrocketing suicides, the skyrocketing rates of drug and alcohol abuse and deaths and violence, the large number of people who didn't get necessary cancer pre-screening and other medical treatment, heart disease, liver, the record low. The people who are dying because of the lockdowns. They're not dying because of COVID. In terms of the excess deaths that have taken place for the most part. And so I think we have to fight back. I'm going to be working with Robert Kennedy Jr. to fight back in lawsuits everywhere across the country, wherever we can, whenever we can, however we can, because he recognizes the exact same threat that I recognize and that we need to build a cross-party, cross-ideology, cross-political movement. Because we need to be attacking this from the left, the right, the center, and every other place, because this is freedom itself that is at risk, freedom itself that is at stake. Just as the presidential election is about the future integrity of all of our elections and the core constitutional accord itself at stake.
And it was COVID that was used to put out the 80 million ballots and COVID for the forced inoculations. I mean, they actuaried it, they pre-programmed it, they prepared it. It's so diabolical, people must reject the whole thing. Why do you think Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are so honest about this is really a drill, it's for your own good, this will reduce population, take my shot? I mean, I guess legally, lawfully, they've got to go ahead and tell you and then say, we want liability protection. And by the way, a lot of you are going to get hurt, but don't listen to conspiracy theorists that tell you're going to get hurt. They're like, oh, we're going to hurt you, but don't listen to those that say we're going to hurt you. It's like a weird, but it's a thing they follow. They all do the same thing. What is it?
Well, it's like the other Stanford experiment, where once they put one group of students in charge of another group of students, and one were called wardens and the other ones called prisoners, they enjoyed their abuse and were more open and overt that they were abusing and would abuse as they as that power rushed in. So you're seeing Gates getting to see his life dream finally come to fruition, terrify and terrorize the world into submission to whatever agenda and objectives that he sees fit. And in fact, I mean, it was what you were talking about, what we were talking about 9-10 months ago at the very beginning of this. Said the whole goal is going to be to terrify everybody, to be so scared that they're on their knees begging for a Bill Gates vaccine. And now that's exactly what's happened.
And if you look at it, suddenly the chief medical officer of the world, because all the robber baron money went and bought off all the medical systems, and now he wants to put, you under law are right, explain this. This is not a classic vaccine. This mRNA is literally the genome reprogramming our cells. That's only supposed to happen between the sperm and the egg that begins an entire life cycle. Anything else is a mutation or cancer. So this is a form of cancer they're giving you. They admit, and now all these medical scientists admit it. How does he think he'll get away with this mass crime against humanity?
Well, he completely co-opted the entire public health establishment. He has the press entirely on his side, and he has most politicians cowering before him and bowing to him. And too few of the public willing to contest it and challenge it. And outside of InfoWars, you're not allowed to talk about this in most places in social media or the regular media.
Oh, yeah, Google says another thing. No criticism of Bill Gates or Soros. I mean, what's insane is, if you show him on 60 Minutes saying, I work for the Nazis, best time of my life, you're banned. He said that on 60 Minutes. I mean, this is real tyranny.
No doubt about it. And you know that they're going to be banning any criticism of the vaccines. That's coming. And I mean, especially.
Oh, no, it's already here. They've already announced no criticism of it.
Oh, exactly. When I was talking to Bobby Kennedy, like the extraordinary is like somehow we take a drug, an experimental drug, a drug that has no history of successfully treating this particular medical condition. There's never been a successful coronavirus vaccine ever. Frankly, there hasn't really been successful flu vaccines by most measurements. I mean, in any given year, they fail half the time. So the idea that we call a drug a vaccine and magically it's been blessed by God and somehow is miraculous.
Let's be clear. When somebody just added genes to a tomato, folks got mad. This is going in and randomly reprogramming your cells? I mean, this is insane.
It's gene editing. I mean, it's been the ultimate objective. I mean, basically, like we've been talking about the social credit model and predicting how China was going to utilize that in terms of our own big tech censorship here, the same models of gene editing, the same models of experimentation on human beings has been going on in China. It has been the focal point of this for the last 10, 15 years. You've been way ahead of the curve talking about this. They're just using the vaccine as a guise to do so. And it's not news for Bill Gates. I mean, he was trying to, according to effective allegations in Africa, he was trying to use vaccines as a disguised sterilization mechanism before. So the idea that he would use vaccines as a guise for some other agenda is nothing new when he himself says his vaccine agenda is not driven by really vaccines. It's driven by overpopulation that he wants to.
Well, he's like, wink to us, like, hey, go along with it. But they're targeting everybody. It's wrong. And now they're like, oh, Chinese super soldiers, they were given mRNA to make them supermen. So when you medically experiment on your troops, you just spin it like, oh, we made them super soldiers. See how they hide crime like it's creating Captain America?
Oh, completely. I mean, what China's been doing out in the open is just extraordinary. What is terrifying is the Chinese model for everything: economics, politics, power, science, human relations, human resources, medicine. That's what's coming to America and the whole world. And the only fight back to date has been Trump. And the only fight back moving forward is going to be all of us, the people and the citizenry, doing everything we can, including supporting places like InfoWars, to make democracy stay alive against this extraordinary tyrannical resistance.
All right, you're going to be hosting with Dion Lorraine this Monday, the election countdown. Robert Barnes on Twitter, but you can find him, Barnes Law.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should be. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could.
Little things
I should have said and done. I just never took the time.
But you were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
The Elvis clone bringing us out.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
All right, I'll go to some of your phone calls. Toll free number to join us. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But look at this breaking news on Infowars.com. Just in, Vatican enters into a global alliance with Rothschild, Rockefeller, and Ford Foundation, MasterCard, Bank of America, and others for the new Council of Inclusive Capitalism. So you get your new Vatican indulgence there and create a more inclusive, sustainable, and trusted economic system as they try to bankrupt the world system. The UN asks for money to feed the starving. And as they shut off everybody's bank accounts, they go, oh, we're going to make it more inclusive for you while they don't. It's like funding Black Lives Matter, George Soros, while they cut off and block energy development in Africa. It's beyond sick. That's why when they announced the new head of the Soros Foundation, the Smartmatic voting machine company head, he's like, our dream of helping black people will soon be there. We love them. We pledge ourselves to black people. What they're saying is we represent all black people. We speak for you while we kill everybody and while we kill you especially. I mean, it's sick, man. Hitler should have said, I support the Jews. I speak for Israel. Everyone just bowed down. Or, you know, I speak for black people. But he was honest about it. He didn't. And then, of course, they finance the collapse of the third world, floods with third world populations, who they turn as racist against white people. All the big mega billionaire bankers, like, whites are inherently bad. We're going to suppress white men on YouTube, they said this week. The average white guy is going to go, man, screw these black people and brown people, but it's all a globalist manipulation by ruthless dirtbag corporations that run slave camps in China. It's sick manipulation. It's dirty, it's nasty, it's low down, it's disgusting. It's like the Star Trek episode where the aliens on board, you can't see it, and it's playing everybody off against to kill each other. And as soon as you figure out it's doing it, you just start laughing and the alien goes away because it lives off negative energy. Well, that allegory is perfect for this. Ha, ha, ha! That doesn't mean I hate myself because I'm white, or you hate yourself because you're black. You love yourself because you're human, and you know we've got problems and there's issues, and sometimes whites do mean things, blacks do mean things. It doesn't matter. We understand there's a group manipulating it to get power and destroy us all, and we transcend it, and we get above it. It's kind of like you lost your map. You can't find it. You finally get to another gas station, you buy another map. Back when they only had maps, and now you know where you're going. Or you're kind of, it's at night, you're in the mountains, you're driving. Are you on the right road? You don't know. And suddenly, you go over a hill, and there's a big city below you. You know, it's Albuquerque. And, oh, if it's Albuquerque, you kind of go in on that dome. It's like, man, the darkness is out. Oh, it's Albuquerque. See all the lights, you know you're there. And so that's what this process is like. And they want to keep us in the dark, folks, and it needs to stop. All right, we got a lot of callers here. Scott and Chris and David and Isaac and Paul and Chris and Josh and Chris and all the Chris's. Let's go to Scott in Vermont first on martial law, Biden versus Trump, DOJ. Thanks for calling. Thanks for getting back with us. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. A few quick things first. The new website is okay, but you took out the cartoons. Please put the cartoons back and the website InfoWars.
You know, that's a good point. We should create a cartoon section and have cartoons front and center. I was thinking that, too.
You had it near the bottom on the old website, but and that was fine. And turmeric, there's two R's in turmeric. You keep pronouncing it turmeric.
I kind of do things my own way. But
I emailed you that a year ago, but maybe you didn't get the...
Tomato.
Turmeric. 30 years ago, turmeric, yeah. 30 years ago, turmeric. I discovered these Swiss-made homeopathic pills. I put one under my tongue, and I forget the brand name, but they have a little Swiss cross on the bottle. I'd be able to get all the springtime pollen in my face and everything, and that wouldn't bother me for the whole day. You might want to try that for your allergies. As far as Mr. Barnes, your attorney, weeks ago I found out about the Jacobson ruling. It's over 100 years old. As far as martial law, I worry about that Jacobson ruling being still used.
Yeah, no, that was the one for forced inoculation and eugenics, yeah.
But it involves other things, like your attorney pointed out, tied to, like, martial law.
I wasn't pushing martial law when he was on. I was getting his view on it.
Right. But he brought up the Jacobson ruling, how that could be used to justify some lockdown garbage. But we do have the good thing with it. Wasn't it the Pennsylvania governor was overruled by a federal judge saying it was unconstitutional? What state was that? Was it Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, ruled? Michigan, California, they've all ruled that the lockdowns are unconstitutional. But these dictators don't care. They just go full steam ahead.
That's good. It's my theory, and I hope I'm wrong about this, if we do have to put up with President Beijing Biden and Kamala Harris, I fear there might be a deal behind the scenes. You know how the Democrats just been saying that they can prosecute Trump for supposed crimes that he committed, that they claim he committed. Well, there might be a deal where Beijing Biden says, I'll have my Justice Department leave you alone as far as any of that stuff if you stop talking about me and my corruption with China.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no question that Biden has said, I will leave you alone, Trump, leave me alone. Those are public statements, so that's just how the corrupt politics works. Great point. I appreciate your call, Scott. Another Scott in South Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for calling me back. I just wanted to make two points. I had called back on Veterans Day, and I was basically making the point that I felt as if Trump, all he needed to see was the American people stand up and come out there in numbers and droves for him to make the move that he needs to make. And ever since then, I feel like so much has happened. So I think this move here on the 12th to march on D.C., I think this is one of the most important times. As we know, the quickening is now. I mean, and I just think that's going to be one of the most important things. Second point, you mentioned we have like quintuplet the amount of people listening and tuning in. How come people aren't buying the supplement? People need to get in there at InfoWars store.
Look, they've censored everybody else. The stuff's all mainstream now. Everybody else is shut down, so they're going to come here. So that's a good thing. I'm just pointing out that it's a lot of new listeners, and I'm letting regular listeners know, thank you for the support, because your support isn't just getting great products. It is really affecting change now, and praise God, we are having a huge harvest of awakening people. And so I'm just telling new listeners, hey, you might want to kick into the kitty here, because we had to build our own infrastructure. People come here and they go, why do you have satellite uplinks and encoders and all this machine? Because most people have a phone or a computer that dials into Google or Twitter or Facebook, and they have all the stuff. We've got buildings of stuff. So you know, millions of dollars of equipment, because we had to do it all ourselves. And I'm not bitching. It's just that's what I'm talking about.
I've got some really exciting good news.
and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's beginning to feel a lot like mRNA vaccine preparing to die.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light.
Yeah, and expose the globalists while you're at it.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Bill Gates has got a little present.
Yourself a merry
coming down Christmas. Your chimney. I'll stick it in you.
Make the Yuletide gay.
And you submit to him.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Because you'll be dead.
Here we are, as in olden days.
All right, let's go through the three headlines and go back to your calls. Let's just look at a few of these headlines. Oh, and this is every few minutes this is breaking. Like, oh, 59 here died, 27 here died, 10,000 got paralyzed, you know. Four volunteers who took Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine developed Bell's palsy. Six died. They say it's no problem. Biden aims for 100 million vaccination in first 100 days. UK warns people with severe allergies should not take the COVID vaccine. Also that it causes miscarriages. Well, that's no big deal. Ha ha. Merry little Christmas from Bill Gates. He's taking a list. He's checking it twice. He'll decide who's killed and who's not. Here comes Bill Gates and the eugenics train. His mommy worked for the head of IBM, who was Hitler's top advisor. His dad ran Planned Parenthood, and he's going to kill you. Oh, welcome, Bill Gates. You are so great. We love you, Bill Gates. Oh, my God, excuse me. We've got a lot more here to cover, but FDA, six people died during Pfizer COVID vaccine trial. At Cornell, a flu shot is mandatory, but only if you're white. It turns out the black students know the history of secret experimentation, so they're refusing. So Cornell said, if you're black, you don't have to take it. Well, that's a start. I heard NPR a few weeks ago. They go, a lot of black people are paranoid because of secret testing in Africa and here with syphilis. We promise that was in the past, not now. It's like, well, do you think anyone trusts you? Hey, white people, only you got to take it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. This is just getting sick. Oh, my gosh. I have trouble breathing. Sorry. Poll, majority want travel ban for the unvaccinated. But other polls show over two-thirds don't want vaccines. They just use fake polls, folks. Continuing. Canada Health Ministry exploring immunity passports, vaccine tracking, and surveillance. We told you that was all coming. More travel companies say they want you to take it. Again, they admit the Pfizer mRNA vaccine could kill you if you have any type of allergy. Ben Shapiro, get vaccinated, dopes. Oh, that's so intellectual. Get vaccinated, dopes. And he's never censored. He's force-pushed by Google and Twitter and Facebook because we know why. But look at him, the man-child. He just is so intelligent. He can debate like 70 IQ leftists. He's like, I make $1 million every day from big tech. Who sponsors me? Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Get the vaccine, dopes. Dopes. Oh, you're dopey. You'll be real dopey once you take the shots, because then Ben can actually be superior to you. I bet old Benny boy ain't taking the shots. Get the vaccines, dopes. Look at it, the man job. It just has liability protection. It's super dangerous. They're getting all these reasons you shouldn't take it. But, oh, he said something. Just look at it. He's just a genius, folks. He gets up to give speeches where he's been paid to be a speaker, and he'll go, and now, this minute, brought to you by, he'll say, an insurance company during the speech he's giving. Another thing is money to fund yourself, but he has almost no employees, no one. He's just a little, greedy, anti-American dirtbag who says, oh, I'm Ben Shapiro. Get your shots, dopes. How intellectual. Oh, I don't want to argue with being called a dope. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take all the vaccines because I don't want Ben Shapiro, who intimidates me, because he's so smart. Is that him? Oh, my God. There's no end. He's been told since he was born that he is our Messiah, and so we have to all bow to him. FDA, six people died during the Pfizer COVID test. How about you take a few of those, Mr. Dopey Dope? Oh, I'm sure you're not taking it. NGOs smuggling large numbers of Somalis onto Greek island. By the way, national security disaster. House unanimously passes TPS amnesty for Hong Kong residents, expands definition of refugees. And it goes on and on. That was only a small part of my vaccine news. Let's go back. Let's go back to your calls. Chris in South Carolina. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks to you and your crew for calling me back. I'm a longtime listener waging the info war here in the upstate of South Carolina. Quickly, I wanted to let everyone know that the U.S. postal system has been slow. For instance, I had ordered my MAGA hat on October 22nd, and I didn't get it until Election Day. But I'm taking that as a good sign that since it came in on Election Day that our president's going to be reelected. I've recently ordered from InfoWars, and I'm still waiting on it. Your warehouse got it out fast, but the postal system is slow. So,
well, that's right. Everybody should get their orders in now for Christmas. The Postal Service tells us the 18th, but there is this major breakdown because of the COVID hysteria. Lack of people can also order UPS, but regardless, it's usually Christmas helps fund us, you know, us into next year to let us know what we can do. So thank you for the support.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I called yesterday, you were talking about martial law and how you were kind of viewing it as, you know, you're not saying that martial law is good, but it's pretty much necessary because we've been usurped by the hostile globalist takeover.
Well, I'm saying under the definition, it's when you're occupied and your civilian system's broken down and not doing its job, then you have to have it. I mean, Trump has the right, I think, at a certain point, if he had people under him, to arrest the globalist, right? Well, they're going to call that martial law if he does that. And so no one ever gets to that point where they set up their own martial law, their own fiat system, and we just sit here and take it because we're following the, quote, rules. Well, the rules were already thrown out the window.
Right, and I'm just trying to make sure that we're not saying that, like, martial law is, you know, I mean.
Hey, don't worry. The military is controlled by the globalist countries. Done. We're going to be under Chinese martial law, bro. They're never going to let you out of your house. It's over, probably. I mean, you don't worry. We're under Chinese martial law. We're under big tech martial law. We're under blue state, blue city martial law. You don't have to worry about Trump. He's probably done. The country's probably done.
Well, is Trump going to...
No, but just like, listen, you and David Knight and others don't have to worry. When, you know, I'm not declaring martial law, you're not declaring it, Trump isn't, we're under Chinese globalist martial law. No one's going to oppose that because that's kind of fashionable. I'm just saying that you know, George Washington would rise up and arrest these people, but he'd be called martial law. He didn't care. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense, and I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah.
I just don't want Trump to get set up and then they call him the martial law advocate, the dictator, and all that.
Oh, don't worry. He's already been set up. They've already tried to steal the election. They've already done all this.
What if they set him up, and then he declares martial law, and then they assassinate him, and we get one of these globalists in charge, and he's
already... Well, don't
worry.
You're already getting one
with
Biden, so it's covered.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call. Listen, I'm not trying to be condescending. Here's what I'm getting at. Everyone continues to act like we're still in a republic. Everyone continues to act like we're already following the same system. The country is in shambles. We've been overtaken by outside bullies. No one's showing strength. Because a dictator shows strength. So our elected president doesn't show strength. So Joe Biden and the Chi-Coms do, and they take over. See how that works? That's how the real world works. Not the fantasy land. So don't worry, if we don't show a big rally in D.C., and if we don't stand up, and if we don't back the globalists off, they're going to take us for everything we got. And you're not going to have any American martial law. You're going to have Chi-Com globalist martial law more than you ever wanted. And then you can sit there and debate, you know, how bad Trump is later. Be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Got bone chilling news during the break. Ezra Levant is on the show tomorrow. He's incredibly credible. This is breaking minutes ago. We're going to post it on Infowars.com. It's from Rebel News. They have the internal emails. They got this through Foyer, Defense International. Trudeau invited Chinese troops to occupy Canada. I mean, oh, but that's okay. As long as we don't have any martial law. So I'm going to explain this to the last caller. I'm going to explain it to other people who actually know this but just want to act holier than thou because it's all about purity like a Pharisee or a Sadducee. I'm going to explain this to everybody real quick. You can have civil county law based on your state, based on the Constitution, which itself is based on common law and basic jurisprudence. I'm not going to go over the whole lineage of it. And where we are currently today. If someone comes to your house and breaks in the back door and tackles your wife and starts raping her, and they've got a handgun, you pull out your gun and you shoot them, and that is your own common law action of violence to protect yourself, and you're protected. So people fetishize the term martial law. It means different things in history, different places, but it means suspension of the common regular law. Well, a lot of places were already under military rule. So how do you have martial law in something that's already martial? When the county and city and state laws are suspended by bureaucrats, by dictator governors, whether it's Whitmer or Newsom or Cuomo or Wolf or prime ministers like Boris Johnson, and then they announce the military's out to give inoculations and checkpoints and IDs, that's classic martial law, and it's a medical martial law, one of the nastiest, deadliest types. And when the states put out 80 million fake ballots and break all the rules and violate the law and declare their own system, that is a form of revolution, a declaration of independence, martial law. And so when we declared 1776, the King of England said that's a rogue state. That's a military dictatorship they're setting up, because the military was formed to say we're forming a new system. And the first thing you do is make the declaration of what you plan to do and then form your military to oppose the other side and to establish your own order. And so when we're faced with an outside Chinese globalist fraudulent takeover and they're putting their people in, it is a logical extension for a military general, the former head of defense intelligence, or constitutional lawyer, former federal prosecutor, like Powell, to come out and say we need a limited form of martial law because the Congress won't act. The states won't act. The bureaucracy is controlled. The Justice Department will do nothing. I don't have any more faith in the military either to carry out that martial law, because it has to have a people that stand for an ethos and an idea and a mission and a demand of what they want, Declaration of Independence. So what I've called for is a Declaration of Independence against this fraudulent election and against the Chi-Coms and against the globalists. And then callers call and say, why do you want martial law? You just want to say, I'm doing that so you feel powerful. Good, do it all day. I don't care. All right? I'm talking about a real world here. We are overrun. We have a foreign-controlled media demoralizing us. It's the stinking military that's going to be out there doing the damn inoculations. Trump bought into all that crap. Yeah, he just tweeted overrun. Holy hell. Didn't even know he'd done that. We are overrun, folks. And in discussion at the military war colleges here, the only legitimate martial law would be under a foreign occupation or overrun. Because then you're not having courts and trials and doing all the normal pleasantries when they're breaking in your house, when they're raping your wife, when your city's on fire, when the electricity's getting turned off, when the farms are collapsing, because that's all that's coming next. And I'm not up here saying there's a key to the city and a magic wand of martial law. I'm saying recognize we are under martial law now of the UN and the medical tyranny and Bill Gates. We are under martial law. We are under martial law. We are under martial law. Face that. Deal with that. Not the fears that our president, that's got some good rhetoric and tried to turn the energy back on and try to do a better financial deal for us. The fears that the completely surrounded, collapsing champion is going to be a dictator. Don't worry, that probably ain't going to happen. But so long is the instinct and the energy to think of America and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and George Bush Sr. and all of them that put in the martial law slowly and that took our rights and that tried to train the military for martial law. So they warned us they were being trained. So we wrote the book on martial law. Literally made the films on martial law, went out and documented the martial law so that they, the outside force, would not use our military against us. So instead, they got control of our local cities and they brought in a virus of fear and they domesticated us and they taught us through corporations to hide in our homes, never come back out again. And it is a martial law of the mind. 90% of war is a psychological operation. So all I want is the people criticizing Flynn or anybody saying we need limited martial law, which is a response to a foreign overrun takeover, which is true. Doesn't mean it can be implemented. Doesn't mean it's even a good idea because we don't have arms and legs. We're like a head separated from our body. We don't even have those forces. Our military is in Utah right now. The Green Berets literally learning how to suck dick. I mean, that's what this has become. And the sooner people realize that, the better shot we've got at a future. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to do two more segments. I'm going to go to David, Isaac, Hayes, Chris, Bob, and Chris in Kentucky. And that's it for calls. I love you. Well, I'll get to every damn one of those calls. Separately, I got to fund my operation. This has been sold out for 2 or 3 months with the highest quality little mini Faraday cages in green, blue, black, and red. And they take all your basic sizes of droids and iPhones. And when they're in here, you don't get the radiation from it when they're pinging it back and forth. Even when it's off, they're pinging it. It doesn't track your location for the globalists, the hackers, the contact tracers, the Clinton Foundation. And it just gets you to use the phone less. I notice when I remember to use these, so I'll do it for a few months, then forget, and then go back to it. Just my kids take it or whatever happens, or I lose it. Then it makes me use the phone less, spend more time with family, and be aware of how we're all being tracked. We have the privacy pockets back in at the lowest price. These similar units, the same units, sell for $29.95. We're selling them for $19.95. They cost us $11 a piece. They are high quality. Infowarsstore.com. They got the copper lining. That is a great stocking stuffer, a great Christmas present. Infowars privacy pouch, Infowarsstore.com, with Infowars printed right on it. So get yours now. Sold out for months. And if you get it, order it now. You should get it way before Christmas. But I'll get that order in now at Infowarsstore.com. I just know we're getting the hell beat out of us. We're getting taken over right now. And we're sitting there refereeing ourselves saying, oh, we better not do this. Just don't worry. There ain't no magic martial law and all that Q stuff coming, okay? Don't hold your breath. You're under Chi-Com martial law now. But no one will lift a finger to even speak out against it because that's liberal. I mean, it's Chinese martial law, so it must be okay, you know? I mean, how dare you not want them to occupy Canada? I mean, you know, this is a wonderful idea. So 60% off, up to 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, Infowarsstore.com. What else is for sale? Alpha Power, back in stock after a year, 40% off. Prostaguard, back in stock after months and months. And you've got the Christmas Supercell, up to 60% off, plus free shipping, 4Y, double Patriot points. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. I need to get in all the capital we can to fund ourselves into next year because who knows with the supply chain breakdowns and things that are happening, will we be able to get product in 3 months, 6 months? They're planning a long, hard depression and never take that boot off your neck again. All right. And I know it'll be Biden's martial law, so everybody's going to love it. Not going to be called martial law. You're going to enjoy it. But I'm trying as hard as I can to stop it. And God bless the state of Texas again, coming through with the right lawsuit and a good chance to reverse this and let the left burn the cities down and throw fits. They're a bunch of damn commies anyways. But I didn't mean to have that one caller set me off there. This is just a completely insane situation. And yeah, they're trying to goad Trump into an over-response. But it doesn't matter. No response is another response. But he's surrounded by a bunch of candy-ass lawyers. So let's just stop worrying about Trump saving us and let's ourselves say we don't accept Joe Biden and we don't accept the New World Order and we don't accept political correctness and we don't listen to a damn thing they tell us anymore and we don't bow to all their pedophile armies. May they burn in hell. Ah, hour number four. Your phone calls straight ahead. Infowars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.